On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came while it was still dark to the sepulchre and saw the stone taken away. She ran to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Peter and that other disciple came to the sepulchre. They ran both together, and the other disciple outran Peter. Stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen clothes lying, yet went not in. Then came Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre. He saw the linen clothes lying there, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. The other disciple went in, and he saw and believed. Then the disciples went away to their own homes, but Mary stood without weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, seeing two angels in white, sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. They said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she said this, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Master." The same day at evening, on the first day of the week, when the doors were shut for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." He showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked whither you would go. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you whither you would not go. This he spoke, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me."